Good morning. I'd like to call the December 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. Let the record reflect we do have a quorum. Dr. McConaughey is on his way. Mr. Bowden will not be here today due to a training engagement that he has as part of his commercial fishery endeavors. To start, I'd like to ask Mr. Schick to give the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please stand?
Lord, we thank you for your gifts this holiday season, for the resources of the water and of the sky and on earth. We appreciate these gifts, and we also take charge of taking care of these resources. And give us the guidance to do so today. In your name, we thank you. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Schick. Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Marine Resources Commission. We have a very aggressive agenda today. Aggressive means long, for those that haven't had a chance to look at it. I can assure you everyone here that that wishes to be heard on the matter will be afforded the opportunity. I do ask that if you agree with someone as a witness to a case, that instead of repeating do heart to that. We've got a couple of things we'd like to get done first. First, I'd like to ask Mr. Joe Grist, Fishery Management Division, to come forward to introduce a new employee. Joe, you here? Good morning, Mr. Grist.
Good morning, sir. Members of the board. I'd like to present to you Ms. Laura Lee. Laura Lee, who has a master's in fisheries and wildlife from North Carolina State University, comes to us from the Rhode Island Marine Fisheries Division, where she served for the last 6 years as a stock assessment scientist. She's now joined our staff in Plans and Stats Department, and we welcome her and look forward to a lot of good things coming from her.
Pleasure to have you here. We met before, but as I said, if you need anything, let us know, and the commission will be looking forward to your great work. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
I think the next item we have is a representative from the State Fair of Virginia has an award for us. Ms. Mitchell, I believe. Could you come forward, please? And Sergeant Ed Clifton and Ed, who Joe Grist. Joe's an active participant as well, please. Thank you for coming down today.
Thank you for having me here.
Pleasure.
I'm Susan Mitchell from the State Fair of Virginia, which is a private nonprofit organization, not state-funded. Many people don't realize that. And I want to thank the Virginia Marine Resources Commission for being at the fair once again this year. And I'm happy to present an award of excellence. Yet again, their presentation was outstanding with a whole new array of fish and information. We had 13,000 students come on school tours from 800 field trips. We had a record attendance this year of 269,000, and we are very pleased with the educational process that takes place. Just wanted to show you a picture of the exhibit itself. And I'm very pleased to present this award of excellence for outstanding service.
That's great. As I recall, I believe this is 2 years in a row.
This is two years in a row that you all have won the top award for the Commonwealth Technology Building.
And we're very, very proud of the employees that put in a lot of time, a lot of dedication, a lot of effort in this very important tool of public outreach. I mean, if the citizens don't know what we do, it's kind of hard to get the message across. And I think a lot of credit goes to these two employees who spent tireless hours up there with the children, with others, and just doing a great job up there. We're very proud of them as well. And again, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
You've had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting. If there are any additions, deletions, or corrections, I'll take a motion on the minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
I believe we still have to approve the agenda first. If I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry. First. Thank you very much. Approval of agenda. We do have some modifications to the agenda. We have a request from an individual. Item number 12 if it will be the chair's prerogative, I'd like to move item number 12, Richard J. Zuma, up to right after the Hellman case. So we'll hear Zuma after that, if that would please the commission. And Mr. Robbins, I believe you had a request.
Mr. Chairman, I do. I have a request for public hearing for the establishment of a control date in the blue crab fishery. That'll be a brief discussion I'd like to add to the agenda immediately prior to or after lunch.
Okay, if you'll remind me prior to lunch, if it slips by, that we will take that up, whatever order that may be. Any other additions, corrections, deletions? Mr. Grab, do you have anything? Unfortunately not. Thank you. Do you have the agenda before you? I'll take a motion on the agenda, please.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda are the minutes of the previous meeting. You've had a chance to review them. If there are no additions, deletions, or corrections, the chair will take a motion on the minutes.
Move to approve as presented, Mr.
Chairman. Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I'd like to, at this time, swear in the staff and representatives from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning. We have
morning.
Eight, what are referred to as page two items. As the commissioner indicated, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review and for which no opposition has been received, and staff's recommending approval.